Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Act as if your body built to survive the shock, knowing damn well after I get cracking, you gon' be outlined and charged. The sun is shining, she still is raining. You don't wanna get wet, then boy, stop hanging. My hood is warring, so ain't no warning. Niggas will take their life, now your mom is mourning. I done seen it happen, yeah, we got cracking, y'all. 6 minutes later, they got right back at us. 10 minutes later, we was right back at them. My burner's so hot, I put a hole in my mattress. I got no name. Niggas outside without no gun, you think this shit is a game? But no, no, not at all. I hop out gun, show you niggas I ain't playing. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Still it's raining, and you ain't gotta ask where he from, just spray him. By the look up on his face, you could tell he banging. See the look up on his face when that thing start ringing. One down, two to go, suspect usual. Murder scene, the routine ain't new to you. Switch course, double back, one down, double that. Yellow tape the gate, where they niggas wait a bullet for they learn they lesson. You still ain't got your gun, you ain't got the message. My enemies, they know, they say he got extra. When I come through, I only got one question. Why you niggas outside without no gun? You think this shit is a game? But no, no, not at all. I hop out gun and show you niggas I ain't playing. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him. Cause bullets ain't got no name. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him. Cause bullets ain't got no name. Bye.
When I was a kid, like 8th grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school, and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry. and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth-building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Right, I was an altar boy, and I used to serve mass with the priest. Every Sunday, I would get to school or go to the church, and I would serve mass. I would serve the service in the Catholic Church with the priest every Sunday. And then during the week, I would serve 6 o'clock mass during the week. And then I would go to school 8 o'clock. So I would be up early in the morning serving those church services. And not only did I serve mass in the church, I served weddings and I served funerals. Yeah, that's right. A lot of people were dying in the church community, and they were holding services in the church, and they needed altar boys to come and serve the service, the funeral service, with the priest. And I got picked to serve the funerals, not all of them, but enough of the funerals to keep me busy and to keep me out of trouble. So everything that I was doing at the school, I also was an altar boy. So I was serving all of the services in the church. And one of the churches, one of the services that I served was a funeral of one of my buddies in my class. His grandmother died, and they had the funeral at my church. And everybody came to the funeral, all of his relatives and everything. And he was an altar boy with me. So he served funeral service with me and the priest.
And they had an open casket. So we got to watch. We had to sit around and hold candles and stand by the open casket while everybody walked up and gave their best wishes and their farewell condolences to his grandmother while she was laying in the casket dead. And I was like, wow, this is kind of scary because this is a funeral of a dead person. So I was really like, why am I here? How did I get picked for this job? But it was something to do. All of the altar boys got credit for serving funerals and weddings and mass. So I was getting credit for it, and it was improving my credibility with the priest at the church. So I was always getting picked to serve all of the services. But when I served Eugene's his grandmother's service, I was like really scared because I was like 6-7 years old. And while we were serving the service, the lights went, all we had was the candles that were lit around the altar, but we had to go down to the basement of the church and flip the switches to turn the electricity back on in the church. And so I had to hold the candle and walk down the stairs like 20 steps down to the bottom of the cellar in the church in the basement. And I was scared because it was dark, and it was like, it was really dark. And I went down there, and we got to the bottom of the stairs, and there were two caskets in the bottom of the church. And I was like really shocked when I saw the caskets, and they were old caskets. They weren't new caskets. They were old caskets that had been sitting down at the bottom of the church for years. And I didn't ever know that they were down there because I was always upstairs when I was serving the services, the church services. I was always upstairs. So this was the first time I got to go down to the basement of the church. And the church is like, I don't know, 70 years old? I mean, that church was old. I mean, real old. If you looked at the inside of the church, you could see it had old stained glass painting and old pictures on the walls. Oh, man, it was an old church, and everything was old except the altar was kind of new because they had renovated the front part of the church where the church services were, so they had changed the design of the church, but everything else in the church was old. I mean, real old. And we went down to the bottom of the church, and the priest had to find the electric box to turn the electricity on so we could finish the funeral service. And it was difficult for me to stay down there and not be scared to death. I was shaking. And I was nervous, and I was like telling the priest, hurry up, Father. Come on, Father. Let's hurry up and finish this so we can get back upstairs because it's dark down here. And if my candle would have went out, I would have had a fit. It would have been too much
for them to control me, because I would have broke. I would have took off running up to the top of the stairs, back into the church, if that candle had gone out, because it was me and Eugene, and both of us had candles, and the priest walked behind us while we walked to the bottom of the steps, and he found the electric box, and he flipped the switches, and we couldn't tell from down in the basement if the switches had worked. So he flipped the switches, and he told us, okay, I think we can go upstairs now. So when he said we could go upstairs, I took off running. I wasn't walking. I wasn't waiting for everybody else to come up the stairs. I was running. I mean, I was running up those stairs like I wasn't going to be the last one down there. And I got up to the top of the stairs, and I held my candle so that the priest and Eugene could come up the stairs, even though Eugene had his candle. But I wasn't trying to, like, be without any light. But when we got to the lights had come back on in the church. And so it was a good place to be. And we walked and finished the blessing of the casket. And the priest blessed the body. And everybody got to walk up and say their condolences to the body. And they walked off. And that was the end of the day for that service. And I survived. And I never went down there again because it was no place for a kid to be. But I left.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, Ray, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, they hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car since you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car, if you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a packs of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. There were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "Hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass."
Lady, who's that lady?
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Punched Anthony again,
and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Oh, 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 oh. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually, the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go. And he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. The soldier was trying to get out the back door. And the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver. And he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us, looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's 6 of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. When he saw we weren't going to do anything, the bus driver eventually opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and was caught up with his other sailor friend. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchucks. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus, because they're rails. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rails. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. Anthony was kind of disappointed, because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movie, and we went to the movie. We got ice cream and pizza, and we had a good time. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Naps, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Thank you.
had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock. I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay." My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal.
And now, back to the show.
So, I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls. And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said the bums with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl.
There was a couple that donated a limousine to the Catholic Church, and they donated it to the nuns that were living in the convent. And they took the limousine and put it in the garage, and it stayed in the garage for about 6 months. They didn't drive it. They didn't clean it. They didn't started or nothing for about 6 months. And then one day they pulled it out and they put it in the driveway, and they left it in the driveway for like 2 months. And then one day suddenly the Mother Superior, who's the oldest nun in the convent, she got the sisters together and asked them if they wanted to go for a ride in the limousine. And the sister said, yeah, sure, sister, we want to go for a ride. And she says, okay, who has a driver's license that can drive the limousine? And the sisters all looked at each other, and they're like, sister, nobody has a driver's license. We gave that up when we gave up poverty and charity. So we don't have a license. And she says, okay, well, I'll drive. So they all loaded up in the limousine, and they take off, and they go toward downtown Los Angeles. They go to the mission on downtown on Alvarado Street, downtown. And that's a real poor area of South Central L.A. But they go down there, and they bring food, and they feed the homeless, and they give clothes to those that need clothing. And they preach the word of God to the members on the street. They hold a service so that everybody can receive the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they entertained and talked to the people for about 8 hours. And then they got all of their services done and everything. And they loaded back up in the limousine to drive back to the convent where they were living. And they jumped on the freeway and was driving back to the convent. And they got pulled over by highway patrol. And they stopped, and the highway patrol went to the driver's window, and he knocked on the window, and Sister the Superior rolled the window down, and he says, sister, do you know why I stopped you? And she says, no, officer, sir. I'm driving within the legal limit of the law, and I'm obeying the traffic laws, the speed limit. I'm doing 91 miles an hour like it says on the street sign right there. And he said, no, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway you're on. You're on Highway 91. So that's not the speed limit. That means you were driving too fast. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. So he goes to the back of the limo and knocks on the window, and he looks in the window, and the women, the nuns are in the back seat, and they're shaking, and they're sweating. And they got themselves all seat belted in so that they're not moving very much. And they're holding on to each other. And one of the nuns rolls down the window, and she says, oh, thank God you stopped us, officer. And he said, why? What seems to be the problem? And she says, sister was driving 215 on the 215.
Thank you. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lift our hands. Only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Stop lying.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. And it's time for me to give away that $50 cash prize. So, I'm looking for caller number 13. Let's do lucky 13 today. I'm looking for caller number 13 to tell us the name of this song. DJ Papa D's going to play a clip from a song, and we need you to call in and tell us what the name of the song is. And if you call in and you're number 13, you win $50. So, okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. Wow, That's a busy song. There's a lot going on in that song, ladies and gentlemen. But I think if you can recognize from the lyrics that you heard what the name of that song is. So we're going to give you 5 minutes, and we're waiting on caller 13, lucky 13, to call in and identify the name of the song and win $50. So in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play my song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These buns of death. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These buns got girls all over the world. These money guys hold in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up the left big butt just fell out. Boom! Oh, and I was like, oh, wee! Look at those big, pretty titties.
Tim got a big old bud. Karen got a big old bud.
Wentina got a big old bud.
Lisa got a big old bud. George got a big old bud. Kathy got a big old bud. Cheryl got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old bud. Simone got a big old bud. April got a big old bud. Elaine got a big old bud. Michelle got a big old bud. Melinda got a big old bud. Monica got a big old bud. All my girls got big old bud.
Oh, wait. Yeah, woo, you're looking good to me. I like
the thing about
because she had a big juicy
move. Brenda got a big old bud. Jeffrey got a big old bud. Alice got a big old bud. Janine got a big old bud. Sonya got a big old bud. Nadine got a big old bud. Martha got a big old bud.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old bud. Rose got a big old bud. Wendy got a big old bud. Renee got a big old bud. Diane got a big old bud. Mary got a big old bud. Francis got a big old bud.
All my girls got big old bud.
Big breath, big juicy booty, big legs,
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girl, run the world. Big booty girl, run the world.
Big booty girls, run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls, all over the world.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, we're waiting on caller 13, to call in and claim the name of the song that we played the clip from. But we haven't gotten the 13th caller yet. So I guess I put the money away until Monday's show, where we'll have a 3 o'clock start time for our Monday show. And fan clubs, listen in to the show, and we'll see if we have a winner on Monday that will claim this $50. But anyway, DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the song and then play it for us.
If you said you...
The name of the song is You've Got to Keep on Bumping, and it's by the KG.
Yeah.
Yep, what's up, Las Vegas? Love and everybody around the world. I hope you enjoyed today's show. With clock on the wall says, that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere, so I got to get out the air chair. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, pray with me. I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-studio engineer. So we'll be back on the air on Monday. All right, let's pray. I'm G Money, and I'll talk to you on Monday. So DJ Papa D, pray the prayer. And let's pray, people. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us
with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.